מיטלטלין נר חדש, אבל לא ישן. On Shabbat we can carry a ner chadash, but not an old one. Rabbi Shimon omer kol hanerot meltaltalin chutz min haner hadolek b'Shabbat. Rabbi Shimon says, however, that we can take any ner as long as it's not lit on Shabbat. As long as it's not lit itself.
It's not currently lit.
As long as it's not currently lit.
In other words, Rabbi Shimon walks away from the muksib. Rabbi Shimon Leslie Muksa. You took your big mowers in my office. You'll take it one of these days. Shimon walks away from the muksa. What he's talking about is kibui. Issa kibui. You can't walk around with a lit menorah, an oil lamp, because you slosh it around. You look at Rashi says, look at Lashon Rashi, he's careful. Right?
Right? Ner,
well, this one, Chutzman Ner Hadolik B'Shabbos, you see the Rashi, and it's on the Gemara, but it's Rashi refers to it, Chutzman Ner Hadolik, meaning, Ba'ot Chudolik, also Shem Yechabai Ner. Yechabai Ner, though, doesn't mean the flame will go out, because Gemara in Bamai Flikin teaches us that to lower the flame and to raise the flame is the same deraisa kibui and hadloka. So when you slush the oil slashes away, that you cause the flame to flicker, that's your oiver and two av malachos. Now, we discussed already previously, Rav Shimon came across him several times already in the Gemara. What's Rav Shimon's basic premise? That's the key to understand the whole sugya.
He says that there's no muksa.
Well, what does it mean? No muksa. He has muksa.
Unless
he has his own muksas. Which books is the famous muksa of Rav Shimon? Muksa, Machmas Chesun Kis. Right? According to Rav Shimon, you can't use your moil messer or your shchita knife, your chalef, to cut challah on Shabbos, because it's a muksa. Why? The key Rav Shimon is what? See, don't have the Gemara begins to make sense. Aktoi midaitei, that's all. There's no such thing as eino min hamuchon to him. If I own it and it's legal, then you use it on Shabbos. The only thing you can't use on Shabbos is what you decided you will not use on Shabbos. Aktoi midaitei. Aktoi midaitei is the key to Rav Shimon, that's all. Now you gotta analyze each case why that's called midaitei. The truth is that everybody holds that sheet. Just they define it differently. Muksa machas mius, we'll talk about in a minute, because the thing is disgusting. It depends who you are. For you it's disgusting, for him it's not so disgusting. So basically, it's aksoy midaiti. The only other muksa that Rav Shimon has, listen carefully, we'll see it's also critical to understand pshat, with eino royu l'klum. You can't do anything with them. That's the muksa of eisim bavonim. The fact that you can't do anything with on Shabbos, so why are you handling it? You tie in the Rambam Shita that we discussed previously, namely, that the reason for Mukta is a gzeira otu hotso. I don't want you messing around with too many things on Shabbos, because gzeira shema yotzi, you forget to be motzi mirushus rushus. So that's behind Rav Shimon also. It has no utility, it has no function. Why are you handling it for? Therefore, Rav shimin, a non-utility, and aksa midaita are the same thing. The fact that it has no utility means it never occurred to you to could use this thing on a Shabbos. And suddenly you decide to use it because it suddenly has a utility which you didn't expect. I want to use, there's a little machlokes here, we'll come to it in a minute. I want to use a brick that was outside as a doorstop. So if you were making me Erev Shabbos, you took that brick and used it Erev Shabbos as a doorstop, fine, then it has utility now as a doorstop. But if not, it never occurred to you to use it for anything. Because in a brick doesn't lie the obvious use as a doorstop. Okay?
But therefore, did it need to be... the Knisah of Shabbat, it had no utility. Now that he wanted a doorstop in the middle of Shabbat, he can take it from, so technically it was Muktzeh as of a second ago, but Rabbi Shimon is saying, now I can use it so I can take it?
That's the Shai. So we'll see that, we have it in a minute. That really depends upon, again, what I just said. Is there intrinsic in that object a utility which is not so common, but nevertheless it's there, then Rabbi Shimon will also not be willing to give that up, to say that it's not Roya for Shabbos. Because the key is Aksoy Midaite, what he decided he will not use for Shabbos. And if there is a hidden utility, you'll see a Bachokas, maybe that is adequate. That is to say, he still, Daito Alui, still has intent for it. Okay. Now, what's this Yoshon, old, new, what is it talking about? Okay. Tana Rabbanon, Betalta Ner Chodosh, Avalo Yoshon. What's Yoshon?
The clay ones that had been used once, so now it has the residue.
It's not Yoshon. Moz says something which you, if you were living at that time, you'd understand what it is. Yoshon merely means, right, Moz. Okay. Something disgusting. Something which you would throw out. And Neil Yoshon, since in those days, these oil lamps were, quote, expendable, like our candle holder. Yeah, your wife puts a aluminum candle holder, and she's using candles, right? That candle holder, right? Once it gets full of wax, is intended to be thrown away. Okay, that's Yoshon. Hamer Omer, that's Rav Yude. Remember, Rav Yude is the Baal Pukter of Rav Shimon. So what he's saying, Muksa Machas Mius is Muksa. Rameir Omer, Kol HaNeros, here Rameir comes in with a new concept in Muksa. What's Rameir's Chiddush here? Kol HaNeros Metaltalin. He's not worried about Muksa Machmas Mius. Mius is a highly personal, emotional thing. If to him it's not disgusting, it's not disgusting. I'd like to explain when my children were growing up, it was also to serve broccoli and cauliflower on Shabbos because it's Muksa Machmas Mius. chutz min aner shedliku bo b'shabbos. And here we come in with a new concept. But you see, behind it all is aksoy midaite, which each one defines his own way. What's hedliku bo b'shabbos? There was a period of time when I was makse midaite that I can't use it, because I lit a flame in it, erev Shabbos, and I knew that the flame would last 2 hours, 3 hours, 5 hours into Shabbos. So I was akse midaite never to use this again. And now behind it all is another halacha, which the Gemara doesn't tie all together. Midi iskatsoi lebein hashmoshos, iskatsoi lekuli yoma. There's no half mukse, no half day mukses. And since there was a period of time from bein hashmoshos on, when this candle, when this menorah couldn't be used, because of the isul of kibui, right? Therefore, it's also for the rest of Shabbos too. Rav Shimon Omer, nonsense. Everybody knows that a candle burns for 4 hours, 5 hours. During that time, I can't use it, fine. And nothing to do with mukse, it has to do with the isul kibui. After that time, I didn't give up on it. I want to be able to take it off the table. I want to be able to throw it out into the garbage. It's not anything that I said I'll have no contact with. Therefore, he says, Rav Shimon Omer, Chusman Aner Hadolik B'Shabbos. Except the candle that's burning on Shabbos, I can't move it, not because of Muksa, because of Isul Kibui. But Kofsa, once it goes out, Mutal Taltala. Avo, Kos Ukora Vashishis, Lo Yezizim Mim Koman. But if I have an oil lamp and I put in oil to burn 24 hours, then it was my intent not to use this menorah all of Shabbos. So all I did was add kos, kora, shishus, right? These are what? These are bigger volume oil lamps, that's all. And if you're dealing with a bigger volume oil lamp, then it was like soy midaite not to use it on Shabbos. That's okay. But if it was a normal oil lamp where it doesn't have that capacity to burn all Shabbos, then as soon as it goes out, I have no reason why I will not do with it whatever I want. I want to take it off the table, I want to throw it out, whatever I want to do with it.
Rabbi, the position of Rabbi Meir was that any candle that had been ever used before could be carried, just not that was lit for that same Shabbat, even if it went out. Is that right?
Rabbi Meir.
You're saying only if it was lit for the
Shabbat? Rabbi Meir holds, as Yimor will explain, Muksa Machmas Isu. Muksa Machmas Isu means, since I relegated this menorah to a period of time during which time is also to be metaltal, then I was akse midaite for Chol HaShabbos. Rav Shimon says, nonsense, why Chol HaShabbos? As long as it will burn. Therefore, indeed, if you went ahead and you were akse midaite for Chol HaShabbos, because you put in a volume of oil which you expected to go all Shabbos, and it went out, that's mukse even according to Rav Shimon. What is? Here you have not a common occurrence in the Gemara. A son arguing with a father. This is sorrows that parents have. So when they arguing whether they should come home before 2 o'clock or not, that's a sad machlokis. This is a happy machlokis. arguing in halacha. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mistapek min haner. After Shekova, after it went out, I now want to use the oil that slept in there. Or min hashemen hametaptef, atilu b'shor shehaner dolek, and the oil is leaking out. It's metaptef. We had that before, but being mevatel a kli to catch the sparks, to catch the oil that's leaking out. That oil that's leaking out, if I use that oil, I'm not impacting upon the flame. I'm not causing any kibui. It's leaking out of the menorah. I can use that oil. Rabbi Eliezer was a good Talmud of Rav Shimon, but he went all the way. And he argued that same argument that Rav Shimon has. Something which you have utility from, I'm not maximidating. Therefore, Rabbi Lezo doesn't want to even say that I'm aksemidaite during that period of time when there's an isur on it. If somehow you can make use of the oil without violating the isur, then it's also good. No, no period of time is designated as muksa. Just the reality of kibui. So show me how you can go ahead and take oil from the lamp. Without causing kibui, you can take oil from the lamp. You put it in to burn. So what? I put it in to burn, but I know that oil is also good for salad. I didn't designate it, doctor, for burning, not for salad. While it's burning, I had no... But if it's betafte, if some oil is leaking out, I can catch that oil and use it for the salad, perfectly fine. Rabbi explains the machlokes of the father and son. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Sovalei Kavur Bechodo. In one halacha, he agrees with his father. Upoligalei Bechodo, but another one he doesn't. Sovalei Kavur Bechodo, the less they muksa. That basic principle, there is no muksa because if it has utility, I'm not maximidaiti. Upoligalei Bechodo, but he went a step further than Rav Shimon. Dilu avu sova kove in lo kove lo. That during that period of time which I designated it and it was covered by an isur, during that period of time I was put it out of my mind. I was aksemidaiti. And viu sova efagab de lo kove. Shimon has to be analyzed a little better. Rav Shimon held that if kova, right, kovso, if kova, then the oil you can be used. You only designated during the time of the isur, right? So why indeed, if low kova, why, if you can make use of the oil without violating the isur, why is the Rabbi Lezer right? What are they arguing? Nidos Fora.
How would that practically be possible?
Hmm?
How would that practically be possible to use the oil without doing kibui?
By, if the oil is metaptive. As he said, that's why he gave the example.
Oh. Oil that's metafte, if it doesn't need to be, that doesn't need to be kavoy, it can be lit.
I'm a sapik mina neir hamachab. Shem Omer mesapik bnei hakavo, right? And umen hashemen hametaftev. So it shall say to even while it's burning.
Yeah. So
you see
that.
So yeah. So there's no easy. Metaftev means it's leaking out from the oil. The oil lamp sprung a leak. No. According to Rab Shimon, during that period of time that it was supposed to burn, right? That is mukzeh. Why? Rab Elazar is a purist. He said exactly what Rab Shimon told him. If it has utility, you're not makseh midayte. No one's makseh midayte, something which belongs to me, which I can make use of it. So Rab Elazar went all the way. Therefore, if a metaftev ben hashemen, it should also be. So you see, Rab Shimon had a little different concept of akse midaite. And that is, if you indeed, the norm is that this oil will not be available to you during this period of time until it goes out, then that period of time was akse midaite. Aksimidaite goes with norms. The normative behavior is it'll burn that way for 2 hours. Therefore, I know for those 2 hours, that oil is not available to me. And suddenly the oil lamp springs a leak. That doesn't undo the fact that I had already committed myself not to use this oil before. And he's the purist. He says, I was never aksimidaite. I shouldn't use it for 4 hours. I was actually mitaiti, I shouldn't use it as long as an isol ramyele, as long as an isol lying on it and prevents me from using it, I can't use it. But that general klal, if it has utility, you're not actually mitaiti, right? Only Rav Elazar holds. Because Rav Shimon says, even though it has utility, but it's what? Not the norm. It's an unusual occurrence. The unusual occurrence, right, doesn't take away the fact that I designated already aksimidaiti. Therefore, the next shaila comes in. Where's the situation where he went ahead and put in a lot of oil? Why did he put in a lot of oil? If a little oil is adequate, we don't waste oil. So why did he put a lot of oil in? Because he intended it to burn for a long period of time. So he knew that for that long period of time, that oil is unavailable to him. That's called aksimidaiti. Therefore he says, continue, Aval kosu ko'or avashishis, right? Lo yezizim m'mkoman. That sticks. Why lo yezizim m'mkoman? Why don't you say the same thing? Kofsa. Point of Shimon, you can use it once it goes out. So no, abanola goes out, I can use the oil. But if I put a big volume of oil in, then I can't use oil when the flame goes out. Why not give me? Remember, Rab Elazar and Rab Shimon both hold that, but I'm not makseh midaite, something from which I can have utility. Rab Shimon went ahead and said, but that period of time which I expected the Esau to prevent me, I took it out of my mind. I was aksimidaiti. Then what difference does it make on the volume? Of course it makes a difference, but the moment, unnecessarily, I think, tries to introduce Ava kosu koro bashishis lo yizizim im koman. The Gemara tries to say, you put a period before Avol, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't move it. Rabbi Yehuda, he holds Muksa, of course not. Avol, Kosu Parashish, or even Komon. So my Shahani, why is it different? An oil lamp, you could use it after Kofsa. So why not over here? Oh no, it didn't. That isn't Rabbi Shimon. Amarula Sefer Asan Rabbi Yehuda. That must have been Rabbi Yehuda. Let his name out. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, right? That Ashish etc. Lo yizizim b'mkom. No maskul mazutre. That what the text says. He didn't say that. He said avo but. What's the but? What but what? We say oh this one, right, is also, right. Abel, this one, and this one is also only while it's burning, right? Abel, Ashishus lo yiziz mekomon has to refer to the same case and the same mandoma. Yochem my Abel, Elo Omar Rab Zutre, Leolam Rab Shimon, Vichi Koshori Rab Shimon ben El Zuto, the Daiti Lui. Here's Aitarim Shat. When I light a small candle, I know a small menorah, a small volume oil, I know that sometime during Shabbos it'll become available. I don't know exactly when, it depends on the wind, whether you open the window, don't open the window, etc., etc. But the fact is, I was not atzei midaiti from using it on Shabbos. Avo bod hane dilefishi, but the kos kora, etc., which involve a large volume of oil, which means I intended it to burn a whole Shabbos. Therefore, if kofsa, I cannot make use of it. Because I was akse midaite. Peg the Gemara Wasani, he said, Mosa Shemesh Shebeneh Shebekoro, also Rav Shimon Matir. So why is a Matir here that's left over the Moso? And it's a, the Gemara is only being pedagogic here. I mean, asking so-called rhetorical questions. The answers are all obvious. Right? No, it's all goes volume. Where he said, that the Mosa Aner is Mutar, that's because it was not Akse Midaite for Kol HaShabbos. So he knew they would go out during Shabbos, and therefore he reserved his right to make use of it. Where, however, he was Akse Midaite for a whole Shabbos, because he put in a volume to last a whole Shabbos, then even though it goes out, Fafal, too late, he was Akse Midaite already. Comes along Rabbi Elazar and says, no, I can apply the same principle of law at Ein on the Maksa Midaite Midi de Chozale. That's the lesson of Rabbi Shimon and Bar Madrigan. La Maksa Inish Midaite Midi de Chozale. I'm not Maksa Midaite, I think that's useful for me. Rabbi Shimon said, but if you were Maksa Midaite, you were. And Rabbi Elazar says, nonsense. I'm aksamidaite only to the extent that I couldn't make use of it. But as long as I have a situation where I can make use of it, that's inherent. All my commitments are subject to non-utilization. If there is a utility, of course I expect to be able to use it. Say, Rabbi Elazar applies Rabbi Shimon's principle with a vengeance.
So really, what is the problem with Rabbi Eliezer's shita? Aside from the fact that that's not how it's held, what's the matter? Aside from the fact that that's not how we hold, what is wrong with his approach?
What's wrong with the approach is I said I called him a purist, but the other is also Shimon said, Lo aksa minish mi daite midi lo chazali. But of ham aksa mi daite midi lo chazali waksa. In other words, it still depends upon the individual. And depending on the individual, I ask him, what did you have in mind when you lit this candle? She says, I had in mind, in case it goes out, I'll make use of it. That's Rabbi Eliezer says that. And Rabbi Shimon says, no. When you lit that candle, why did you put in so much oil? Obviously, you evaluated something Erev Shabbos. You said, I needed to burn a whole Shabbos. Therefore, in your mind, you've already put this oil out of your ken, out of your consciousness. That's called aksamidaiti.
So let's say a person has an oil lamp that he knows Beshita drips, and he puts a kara underneath, and he says, I know that this is going to drip. That's the norm, right, by my candle. My
Then it will be good according to everybody.
Yeah? He could use that for salad dressing, whatever drips?
If I designate before Shabbos, I say, I'm designating only the oil in the lamp, any oil that leaks out of the lamp, then I have a place on it. No reason why anyone would hold this lamp. It's not useful. If you tie in from Baba Madlikin, those who say Baba Madlikin Friday night, right? This is Likiv Odom Shofer Shabetza, Vimalen Hashemen, right? What is that talking about?
But something to have the
not leaking out, but leaking in. Right? I put a reservoir on top. A quickie would be a eggshell. How eggshell? Cut the egg nice in half, right? And you have the eggshell filled with oil with a little hole on the bottom. And I have it suspended over my nail, and it drips in. If you get the rate fine, if the rate is equal to the rate that the oil is burning out, you have a constant thing that's, you go down to the biology department, we have such a fermenter that works that way. You put in fresh media at the same rate as you withdraw the spent media. Bacteria grow in there. Want to keep it, so I can have a 7-liter container that's equivalent of a 50-gallon fermenter. Because it's called a continuous flow. They tried that with oil. Rabbanan said, no, you don't do that.
Rabbanan,
why? I'm afraid they'd be mustafik from the oil itself. Except from the nail itself. Even though the topic from the reservoir, no reason why not. It doesn't affect anything. Right.
When you read the original Brisa, it seems like the Lo Yazizu Mimkomam is not going on the oil inside. It seems like it's going on the keli itself, and it should be, it's an Amias issue.
Everything. I can't even move the keli. The oil, certainly not. I can't even move the keli.
Yeah.
I designated the keli that nail. I designated for Shabbos use.
I'm saying this isn't about a shashis. It seems like it's the Gemara is explaining it is because it's more oil inside, so you are maxed out of oil because you don't think it's gonna go out on Shabbos.
So Yizizim Mimkoman is a way of saying that don't. Hands off, don't touch that. It's just an absolute depression. That is out of your intent. Your intent, you have to forget about that.
That's what's the first half of the phrase. The first half of the phrase is Matal to the Ner Chadash, and then the second half is Awakos Sukara Shesha. So it uses in column. So it definitely sounds like it's going on the Keli itself with an issue of Mias.
I guess see. Masvitri Yachim, I have a.
Understood, because of the sea in the text,
yeah,
but
no, wait.
The expression is Yizim Koma means you can't drink not the oil, wine? not the. And the nail is mukta.
You could use the actual case because it's the one. If all the oil burns out.
Which one?
If all the oil burns out,
no.
He doesn't hold the milk.
Because you designated for all Shabbos non-use. You're designated for non-using on the Shabbos, therefore it's aksoy midaytei. That's what Rabbi Lezer argues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Gemara explains a little further. And olam Rabbi Shimon, the chikah shori Rabbi Shimon b'ner zuto, the daytei lui, because he knows that sometime during Shabbos it'll be available. Abol hane din fishi ilo. Right? Vasanya Mosa Hashem and Shabineo Shabakoro also. Rav Shimon was much of that. He says, no, that's Hosam Koro Dumi Dineo. Remember, the question is the word Koro. Here we use Koro Liiso. There we use Koro, and Rav Shimon says Mutu. He says, depends what size plate. Moran merely says Nera and Koro, meaning a formal nail or an informal nail. I may do, if I don't have a nail, I can use a plain dish, put a wick in it, and that's also served. Hocha kora dumi lekos. Okay, now we go back to the machlokas of Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda. Remember, Rab Yehuda said that you can't be metaltel a nail yoshan. And Rameo said, no, the fact that it's yoshon and it's sticky, it's ugly, it is moos, that's not a factor. What's a factor is, if you use that candle on Shabbos, you already designated for non-Shabbos use. The fact that you use it, it's shedlikim over Shabbos, so you mukse machmas iso. So what do we have here? Rabbi Yehuda says mukse machmas mius is mukse. And Rameo said, no, that's not mukse. What is mukse is mukse machmas isu, meaning I designated it for non-Shabbos use. Why? Because an isu ram yole, because an isu kibui. Amar Rav Zeira, pomut shedlikabo b'Shabbos. If I used not a clay oil lamp, but I use like we have a silver, metal, copper oil lamp, where it's not moos. It doesn't become sticky, disgusting, right? Therefore, it should follow. The divrei hamatir, the one who said that it's muto, meaning Rav Meir, who said that it's muto because moos doesn't count, but here it'll be also, not because of moos, it'll be also because you lit it on Shabbos and you designated liso. The divrei haoser, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, who said that he didn't use mukse machmas isu, he used mukse machmas mius. Here it's not moos; it's a metal candelabra. There's no mius. In other words, again, this piece of Gemara, you have a Gemara is showing off its koyach hahesba. How Gemara can explain something. Therefore, he's asking all rhetorical questions. It's not a question, really. It's leading you into the next step. That's what you're trying to tell me? Yes, that's what you're telling me. Then if it's a clay oil lamp, Rabbi Yehuda asks it, because mius. If it's a metal oil lamp, he's not as nasalit. Is that what you're trying to tell me? So you see that what? Rabbi Yehuda holds machmas isu also. So he says, if shamateches has no mius, what then is it? You hupse li isu. You makse it for dover also. Therefore it's also. Elo yitbo hoch yitbo. Amar Rabbi Yehuda pomot shetliku olo b'shabbos, divakol also. If you Why? Because he holds Muksa Machas Isur. But if Lo Hidlikabo, all of, if he didn't, Diva Kol Mutor, why? There's no reason to ask. If I didn't use, I have a, your mother's candlestick, can you move it on Shabbos? It's Muksa. Why is it Muksa? I didn't do anything with it on Shabbos. I didn't light it. I didn't use it. It's an ornament on the credenza. No Muksa. Diva Kol Mutor, because there was no mius, it's made of metal, and there's no isur because you didn't use it that Shabbos. Yeah, but it's okay. Just want to make one point, run out of time. We're talking about tilful muksa, not talking about touching muksa. Okay, that has to be clear. People make that mistake. Because muksa, you can't touch it. Not true. Remember, the iso is a gzeiro oto otso. That's why the Rambam's hezbo is so useful. If I'm not moving it, there's no danger of otso. It's only when I move it is a danger of otso. Therefore, can you lean up against a car on Shabbos? Assume you don't set off the alarm. Right? Sit down on the car on Shabbos, okay, no problem. Car's not muksa. It's muksa be tiltul. You shouldn't push the car on Shabbos. Right? But no problem. My focus, achonim, what if I have a hanging lantern? Can I touch it on Shabbos? One, gzeira shemi yitalto. Is there such a gzeira l'gzeira? Second, some hole that I can move it. Why? Well, I'm not moving it mimkomo. It's attached. What's the shaila? Very important shaila in Eretz Yisrael. Anyone can figure it out? Eretz Yisrael has a system in which there are blackouts so often. So most homes have an emergency lamp. The moment the lights go off, the lamp goes on. Right? The electricity activates a magnet, so it pulls it away, and therefore there's no contact. The moment the electricity shuts off, the magnet loses its magnetism, makes it close the circuit, and you have a lamp. It's happened to me multiple times just during the summer. Chinese, the lamp is off in a corner. The lights are going to be off for the next hour or two. Right? Can I move the lamp? Always, I can sit and learn. Many people are matir saying, I'm not mazes mimakomo. Right? Mimkoma means akir asyad v'regel. I moved it away from where it was attached, right, where it was stationary. I have moved it, I moved only partly. Others say, no, that's called already tiltul. Right? And therefore, it's how you interpret what's called mazes moving, right, will answer that question, can you move that lamp? No, apply it in your own home. Not this, I give you a halacha vice, so try this, come up. You don't know, you have a lamp at the table. Can you move the lamp, bend the lamp, etc., etc.? Some will be matir, others hold out. Some will call that touching the lamp, others will call it moving the lamp. Okay? It's up here.
It's almost
time. Okay, 1 o'clock.
What's the deen on the lamp?
Huh?
What's the deen on the lamp?
What is
the deen on the lamp?
As I told you, the deen is yes and no. I mean, are we paskin that if intent was for the lamp to be available to you at the table to learn by the lamp, then you can move the lamp also.
Like if you have during the summer, if you have a fan, it's plugged in, so it's not going anywhere.
It's the same thing.
Interesting.
But we'll, as we always do, we'll finish over the Shulchan Aruch. We'll see what the Mishabuah says. What's your guess? What's the guess Mishabuah will say?
Master.
It's also
what is having intention there?
Yeah.
Doesn't go away with intention.
Yeah, which?
What does it matter if you had intention to move the lamp or not? Nachal Isser shouldn't change.
Because if you didn't have intention to move the lamp, then you're Aksoy Midaite.
Uh-huh. I mean, you just...
Okay.